friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
They were going to put down dog found in the Walmart parking lot, but then angels stepped in. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Walmart, carrying just about everything that everyday folks need, is a staple spot for most American families. But it's the dog found in Walmart's parking lot that Kat Suzuki wouldn't want the world to be without. Sadly, instead of stopping in to pick up something, the owners of an extra special dog named Clarence left him behind. Clarence had been shown little affection before being dropped on the retail store's parking lot. He'd spent his entire life in his family's yard, treated like a lawn ornament, instead of the sweet, loving companion that he has proven himself to be since being rescued. After being abandoned, the Golden Retriever mix met and made friends with two other dogs who'd also been left behind. One was a German Shepherd and the other a Chihuahua mix. Before too long, Animal Control seized Clarence, along with his big black buddy. They then located Clarence's owner, but the owner refused to come get Clarence, leaving him and the German Shepherd to be added to the euthanasia list. That's when Hounds and Pounds came along to save the two dogs and locate loving, caring homes for them. The folks at Hounds and Pounds immediately fell in love with Clarence, the 60-pound, 4-year-old who loves giving hugs, even though he'd had very few himself before meeting Kat Suzuki, founder of Hounds and Pounds. Clarence was not appreciated by his former family, but he literally holds on to those he meets, seemingly eager to find someone who is willing to hold on to him. "He is an angel, literally," Kat Suzuki explained. "He just wants to be by your side. This dog is a mush." Hounds and Pounds doesn't expect that will be a problem. Clarence is headed north from Georgia to New Jersey on a mission to find a new home where hugs abound. With his wonderful temperament and gorgeous fluffy fleece, Clarence is quite the catch. "We can't help but get lost in Clarence's golden coat. It reminds us of sunshine, and so does his personality. He is bright, warm, and brings light to those who know him," shared Hounds and Pounds on their Facebook page. Discarded by one family, Clarence will be devoted to the one that welcomes him into their home. He's house-trained, easygoing, a cuddler, and a snuggler. Thank goodness for Hounds and Pounds. Mr. Clarence is sure to melt the hearts of his adoptive family, even though he was broken by the family that left him behind. Anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. Job 6:14. Six-year-old NFL star walked away from millions so he could dedicate his life to Jesus. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. At 26-year-old, Kari Willis of the Indianapolis Colts had a bright future ahead of him with the NFL. But instead, the young man chose to walk away from millions. Why? To focus on advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's easy to nod our heads and shout amens in church when we talk about the Great Commission. But how many of us would turn down millions of dollars to live out this call from Christ? Well, Kari Willis of the Indianapolis Colts did just that. After 3 seasons with the NFL as one of his team's top defensive players, the 26-year-old took to social media to announce his retirement. The Indianapolis Colts drafted Kari Willis in 2019. He earned about $3 million over the course of his first 3 seasons and had $2.54 million waiting for him for the 2022 season. But Kari felt God calling him to something much higher, worth more than any amount of money. "With much prayer and deliberation, I've elected to officially retire from the NFL as I endeavor to devote the remainder of my life to the further advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wrote on Instagram, I thank all my family, friends, and those who have supported me on this journey thus far, and I look forward to your continued support through the next phase of my life. I am both humbled and excited to pursue the holy call that God has for my life, which brings me much joy and purpose. Thank you all for your support over the years. The news that Kahari Willis is retiring from the Indianapolis Colts came as a surprise to most. In fact, Zach Kiefer, a writer who covers the team, called it a stunner. But by and large, the overall response has been positive. Head coach Frank Reich acknowledged how much Kahari would be missed, but also expressed admiration for the young man's bold decision. I admire and respect his decision to transition into the next stage of his life and ministry, and my prayers will always be with him, Coach Frank Reich said. Kudos to Kahari Willis for having the courage to follow God's calling, no matter what it cost. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew 16:24.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.